Ah, yes.
Yep, it's time to get down, baby. Tuesday Night Live, Hip Hop Nation, Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Hollywood DJ MVP, The Rock Out.
Yourself E-Feezy and then not being fucking E-40 seems like a shitty thing to do.
Let's go. Shout out to my brother DJ E-Feezy, his new single featuring Ace Hood, Yo Gotti. Hit me on my Twitter, my Instagram, man, DJ Hollywood KO. Let me know what you think about this one, baby. Let's get it. Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Hollywood DJ MVP, The Rock Out. what's up, baby? Tuesday Night Live.
You bring that gun.
Let's go.
Party 101.
New audio push, baby, featuring Travis Scott.
Party 101.
Follow us from Party 101. Let's do it.
Hey. Cruising down to 101. I'm headed to the valley. Temperature at 101. A hot ass day in Cali. Boy hit me up and said, Playboy, let's throw a party.
Whoa.
I hit up the squad and I said, let's get it started. Had Cass call the chef, have her cook up while it's zooming.
Sure.
I'ma see that group text, really get it booming. Couple girls come. Said they coming by they self. Mad at me cause daddy got invited by somebody else. Gotta get that function orchestrated. Just called in that liquor on a truck for your system. You get wasted with your sister. Y'all ain't sisters. Stop playing. I'm lifted. I'm just saying. All them niggas know that it's model. So they ain't getting in without bottles. Zoom. This is how you do a party.
Party, party, party.
This is how you. This is how you. This is how you do a party. This is how you do a party.
Let's go.
Give me some down room and turn up the volume. Me some down room and turn up the volume. Give me some down room and turn up the volume. So give me some down room and turn up the volume. Zoom. I wake up wired, lit desire, then pick my attire. Roll up some fire, send a flyer only to the fires. Help me clear out all these couches. Go and warn all the neighbors. Get the straps so they know that we bout it. Go and warn all the haters. Tell them don't try tonight, cause we trying to keep the environment right. But you want me to come upstairs and beat it up, it just might be a ride tonight. This baby came with her best. Off Molly, they wanted my last me. Another pack just text me. Plus my ex trying to press me. Call me catching fast. I'm giving out dabs and dabs. Cast, drop the cuts from the night. Fresh in the cup where you can find me. Girl scout in my ass track. All you pretty bitches shaking. Tight jeans, high waisted. Got the whole room saying.
Hey, man.
Exclusive.
Shout out to my brother, DJ Efeezy. Wolf of South Beach, what up, boy? Efeezy. Hey.
Calling yourself Efeezy and then not being fucking E40 seems like a shitty thing to do.
Let's go. Shout out to my brother DJ Efeezy, his new single featuring Ace Hood, Yo Gotti. Hit me on my Twitter, my Instagram, man, DJ Hollywood KO. Let me know what you think about this one, baby. Let's get it.
Go to trap, L double guy.
New two chase quarters from El Chapo Junior, baby, let's go. Tuesday Night Live, DJ MV, DJ Hollywood, DJ Beat Up Hip Hop Nation.
I'm the king of the trap, El Chapo Junior. I'm the king of the trap, El Chapo Junior. El Chapo Junior. El Chapo Junior. El Chapo.
Hit me on my Twitter, my Instagram, and DJ Hollywood KO.
El Chapo Jr. is not interesting. If he had said, I'm the king of the trap, El Trapo, I think that'd be better. Also, fucking someone needs to start referring to themselves as Trapper John MD. Really fucking close the loop on this shit.
I put up in that doo-doo lobby. She know I'm getting money in that lobby. I'm with my niggas cause they got me. And all my niggas get too lobby.
Hey, 2-1 boys, let's go.
I put up in that doo-doo lobby.
Trapper John MC, that's me. That's me now. You call me that.
I'm with my niggas cause they got me. And all my niggas get too lobby. I fuck that bitch, I fuck your mommy.
I fuck your mommy, bitch.
Behind that bitch like I'm a mommy.
Like a mommy.
I put the bitch at the door lobby.
Lobby.
She know I'm getting money in a lobby.
In a lobby.
I pull up on the minute. I pull a trigger, hit it. I fuck that bitch and she say, talking crazy, come outside. Shots out for that cash shit. Shots out for that bad bitch. I'm so high, love the sun. I be on that skin mad shit. I'm a couple pulls and I pass it. Belt full of that cash shit. No, I don't stash shit. If you touch that, be your ass shit. I mean cash shit, I mean white shit. Yo, bitch, how far I might be. Direct the shooters like Spike Lee. Then it's respirators and IV. Don't try me. My 40 cal is my ID. My shorty balance, she might be that nightmare to that night dream. Live your life that night being. Fly nigga, I'm sightseeing. Like me, you like being. Tell me tight, I fuck spam. I fuck her, she stuck with him.
821, lobby boys, what's up? Hey!
I put up in that doo-doo lobby. She know I'm getting money in that lobby.
In that lobby.
I'm with my niggas, cause they got me.
And
all my niggas get through
lobby.
I fuck your bitch, I fuck your mommy.
Fuck your mommy, bitch.
Behind that bitch like I'm a mommy.
Like a mommy.
I put up in that doo-doo lobby.
Doo-doo lobby.
She know I'm getting
this
money.
This song sucks. I don't think this song is particularly great either.
You don't have to call I hit my neck like Usher. I just found my tempo like on DJ Mustard. I hit that Ginobi with my left hand on like woo. Lost the insulin for all my babies that I miss. Chicken finger fresh fry for them hoes that wanna dance. Jumpin', them boys up to something. I think I need some Robitussin. Way too many questions, you must think I trust you. She was trying to join a team, I told her, wait.
wow. Tell her stay the night, valet, your car come fuck me now. Jumpin', jumpin', live on TNT, I'm flexin', ooh. Jumpin', jumpin', they gave me my own collection, ooh. Jump when I say jump, girl, can you take direction, ooh. Mutombo with the bitches, you keep getting rejected, ooh.
Heard it came through Magic City on the Monday. Heard they had the club wild, that was star-studded. A bunch of girls going wild when it turned flooded. And I had them like, wow, cup dotted.
Plays like a bunch of Future in a row. Here's some more Future. I'm gonna fucking, here's my show. I push play on a Future tape and then fucking occasionally hit the horn button. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong, like that's enough to kind of keep me listening. Yeah, yeah, as long as he's hitting the horn, I mean, all right, yes, I'm here.
I post up and it's comforting. I post up with a drop six and a ghost rush and a pop shit. I'm a dope boy with that
Jizzy. You bitch, you be nagging the kid. Fucking it in what it is. If you get hit, get hit. I'll forget it.
He's playing like multiple tracks off this fucking mixtape that, like, I feel like everyone agrees it's not that great. I haven't heard people. I don't think I've seen anyone falling over themselves over it, but for whatever reason. It's like multiple weeks in a row, this dude has just been like, ah, here's this fucking Future Drake tape. Two or three fucking cuts off that.
Just make a triple, what I'm making, what an entrance. That's what you know it's a body. Don't say they know it's a body. Kirk, what they know it's a body. New Mexico know it's a body. Scooter in here with the zombies. Gucci get out of the problem. I might take Quentin the fathers. You hate your life, just be honest. I got the digital dash. She want a picture with all of my niggas that just made the visual last. But she's so embarrassed to ask. I got my foot on the nigga, my foot on the gas. You remind me of a quarterback. Shit is all in the past. That's going boom and they got it on smash.
You remind me of a quarterback. This shit is all in the past.
Tuesday Night Live, baby. Hip Hop Nation. DJ Envy. DJ Hollywood. I think a Pete Dub up next. Rap.
Cash on my yard. I just blow some cash on my yard. Fuck it.
Counting up this cash with my yard niggas. Fighting on the bag with my car.
Oh, I just got some pounds from the club. If you ain't getting money, you a dub. I'm lit right now. We drinking out so you wet right now. I'm the shit right now. Look at your wrist right now. This Audemars for the price of a New York brick right now. Scheme on and I drop it back and get your hair right now. My prayer right now, can't tell me I can't be the best right now.
Hey, I'm just getting my hood on. I'm just doing my thing.
Celebrating their birthday. I want to know what city, what state you represent, baby. Turn me up.
I want to know the password to your Gmail account.
Shout out to Holly Grove King, Jay Jones, featuring Fetty Wap. Call this one the Zoo, baby. Remember where you heard it first, Hip Hop Nation.
Real drunk niggas live on Buster. Getting to the money, man, that's all we got.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Zoo, walk on the Holly Grove. And we drink hard, you know what we got.
And I can't take no days off. And I work off that hard work, don't pay off.
Turn me up.
XM 70s on 7 Director's Cut.
Murder Scene 7, Godfather, action!
Leave the gun. Take the canola. And put the radio on 70s on 7.
Serious XM 70s on 7.
I love rap music. I would rather listen to fucking Fergalicious than the fucking Bare Naked Ladies. And this song fucking sucks.
People, and as I say, the population always stays the same because every time a lady has a baby, a guy leaves town. So it remains constant.
Hilarious.
He was talking. He called me over to his truck, of course, and tried to get George Strait tickets in the new Las Vegas arena. Coming up in April, George Strait putting on shows in the arena that the PBR World Finals will move to in 2016, which is very exciting. But my question to you is, am I wrong in this is where the cowboy rides away? Did George not retire? Did I miss him here? What's going on?
I don't know, but I hope I can get tickets. I co-host the Western Sports Weekly show with Bryce Long, and George actually has one of Bryce's songs on his new CD. It's called Wish You Well, and Bryce sent it to me the other day. Great song. So I guess George has, maybe turned a new page and decided to do some new stuff with music, which his fans cannot be upset about because we all absolutely love George Strait.
Shut your dirty queen mouth. Hold on. So he has a new CD as well. Now, don't get me wrong. I loved it. I mean, she's greatest thing in country music. It's George Strait.
Well,
so
yeah, everybody retired. Knows
he
that.
He had a huge concert in Cowboy Stadium. He did a whole tour, waved to the crowd, walked away in his starched jeans. Now he has a new CD, and he's coming to Vegas to do concert. Have you ever been at a school where they have a big retirement party for a school teacher, and you go the next year, and they're still there? They're just working in the IT department or something, but they never really retire. George, I mean...
Garth did that, and Shania did that, and then they came back, then they were in Vegas for a while, and now new music and new tours, and so maybe they just needed a break, and they thought it was the end, but they realized how much they loved it. I don't know what the reason is, but George isn't the only one.
No, but let me tell you something.
Also, who cares?
I just want you to know something.
Okay.
If I ever won the lottery, like $30 million,
you'd split it with me? And
I wouldn't, maybe. I wouldn't even know how to spell bull riding. So, you mentioned earlier...
I hate this job, is what I'm saying. If I had a bunch of money, I wouldn't do this bullshit.
Her dad, Mel Potter, is one of my favorite people. I know at the NFR, I always try to find time for Mel. He's full of great stories. Great cowboy, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. And, it all started back in 1951. At the age of 16, Mel Potter began his...
Century.
You say that.
also sucks.
A 2-hour rally. Look at me. It's going to be a 2-hour rally in a ninth inning.
I would love to see that because that's what baseball is all about in October, man.
A bunt gonna bring in a winning run.
Yeah, if this was 1912. Fuck.
Damn, something got to give. Come on.
Well, they got the rally caps on, so we'll see what happens.
Yes, yes.
Yo, all right, that's enough. Let's get back into music. It's enough sports talk. This is Shade 45. Understand the flavor. Word up, Evil D in your area. Let's go.
Evil D is in my area. Does that mean he's stuck in traffic too?
Is high from set 1-0.
I love the idea of the fucking Astros sending the fucking Yankees fucking
now,
packing.
Lefty will deal 1-0. And there is a strike. Fastball strike outside corner. 1-1 on Ref Snyder. With Headley, the runner at first base. There were two outs, bottom of the seventh, and the Yankees trail 3-0. And here's the 1-1. Break ball's in the dirt, 2-1.
Is this like a tiebreaker for the wild card? I'm so
it's
out
like
of fucking
bundle of
touch.
Energy. He jumps off the mound, he walks around, rubbing up the ball in his hands.
Dig out my old Astros jersey.
Now, Lefty is ready to go. He's at the belt. It'll be a 2-1 to Ref Snyder. Swung on, a high fly to right. Not deep. Springer,
not deep.
Bit toward the line, stops to make the catch, and in the inning. No runs, no hits, one left. And now, at the end of 7 innings of play, 3-0 Houston on the WFAN New York Yankees radio network, driven by Jeep.
Nonsense and football. It's the football ramble.
We do football better than you idiots do chocolate.
Seriously, American chocolate isn't that bad.
It's horrible. Here's a list of American sweets I like. Butterfingers. End.
I don't like Butterfingers. I think that
Reese's Cups are all right.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are good.
Hear the ramble Tuesdays and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Eastern on Sirius XM FC85.
It's like The Daily Show with Jon Stewart if Jon Stewart had never read a book.
Since 1950, Southwire has built a solid reputation by delivering quality products, innovation, and superior
this
service.
This is a show
to
on
the
their soccer
industry.
Channel.
Today, Southwire Tools and Equipment carries on this tradition by offering you professional quality hand tools, test instruments, cable pulling, and conduit bending equipment. A complete product solution that delivers efficiency no matter the stage of the project. Learn more at southwiretools.com or call us at 1-855-SW-TOOLS. Southwire Tools and Equipment. Built for durability. Built for reliability. Built for work.
Hi, I'm Madison from Sirius XM Urban View. On my show, I'm looking for balance between my political activism and my passion for talk radio.
I've been jailed for civil disobedience during the civil rights movement.
I traveled to war zones in Sudan to oppose genocide. The question really is, and I ask this question of everyone who listens, what are you going to do about it? Join the conversation weekday mornings, 6 a.m. East on Sirius XM Urban View, channel 126, or listen on the Sirius XM app.
I'm Jim Duquette from MLB Network Radio. My 20-plus years in baseball as a scout, executive, general manager, I've seen just about everything in baseball. Now, weekday mornings on Power Alley, I get to critique the rosters of all 30 teams. I try to give the perspective of what it's like to make a decision in the front office. The angst, the difficulty of what a major league general manager goes through when he makes any decision. Get the front office perspective weekday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern on MLB Network Radio, Sirius 209, XM 89, and the Sirius XM app.
Wake up and talk basketball every weekday morning with me, Frank Isola, on the starting lineup, 7 to 10 a.m. Eastern, Sirius XM NBA Radio, Sirius 207, XM 86, and the Sirius XM app.
The hottest topics in the NBA debated every day on the only channel dedicated completely to the league, Sirius XM NBA Radio, Sirius 207, XM 86.
This is Nicole Galimis from the BR Spotlight.
Can they just, like, not make any fucking money on baseball broadcasts that all of their ads have to be for other fucking satellite radio channels?
You're listening to the American League Wild Card Game on Sirius XM.
Eighth Inning is brought to you by Kubota Tractors. You can find them at Mid-State Bush Equipment and Pine Bush Equipment.
Now to the eighth. Houston with a 3-0 lead. Patances to Correa. There's a strike. Correa, the right-hand hitting shortstop, 0-4-3. Rasmus, a solo homer. Gomez, a solo homer. And then Carter drew his third walk last inning. There's the 0-1. Pitch outside. So they ran VR for him, and he stole second and scored on Altuve's base hit. One thing, the Yankees, right now, at this point in time, they had no kick coming. If you don't score, how would you possibly win? They're being 3-hit tonight. 3-0 Houston, we're in the 8th. The 1-1. Cut on him. You know, I get into these games, any game. I don't mean this wild card game. I mean, it could be July 18th in Kansas City. I forget everything else, and I forgot, Susan, that Steve Califf's Somerset Patriots won the championship.
They won?
Yeah.
Wow.
Former Yankee pitcher Jet Brett Jody is their manager, pitch outside. Sparky, their manager emeritus. Anyway, they beat the Southern Maryland Blue Crabs.
Take that, Southern Maryland Blue Crabs.
Series, they won their championship. Don't six championships. So congratulations to the Somerset Patriots.
And don't forget hitting coach Shane Spencer.
Not at all. Pitches high. 3-2 to Correa. And we were very happy for him.
We could use a right-handed bat like Shane Spencer right about now.
Yeah, bring him back.
You know, here's a point I want to make.
The 3-2 from Betances is caught on a miss. He struck out Correa, one away.
And I'm not saying this game is over, but if you're going to play this kind of lefty-righty baseball, that every time a lefty is pitching, you're going to throw in all your righties, you have to get different kinds of righties. You just have to get other kinds of people.
There's no question about it. You know, after Teixeira went out, I thought they would go get a right-hand hitting answer for Bird. That great Bird's done very well. But anyway, you get the idea. I think Susan's absolutely right. They have to have much better balance next year. The pitch to Rasmus is high outside, 1-0. And I don't blame any team for they got to play the Yankees, getting every lefty they can.
And we don't know what's going to happen here, of course. But just a point for next year, not all, just because you bat with your right hand doesn't mean you're Manny Ramirez.
The 1-0 is high. Hey, maybe they try him.
Hmm?
Manny Ramirez.
I'm sure he's available.
I'm sure he is. It'll be a 2-0 to Rasmus, one of the homer hitters, a rangy left-hand hitter, and the pitch of fastball strike, 2-1.
And I'm not being mean to anybody. It's just a fact of life. If you're going to play this total matchup, you're going to have different kinds of right-handers.
It'll be a 2-1 to Rasmus. And the pitch low. And the count 3-1.
And Andrew Miller is warming up.
Now, I can tell you why Miller is warming and why Joe has done what he has done. There is a 3-1 strike. The run last inning was a very tough run for the Yanks. You know, two runs, you know, that's the old bloop and a blast.
Anyway, the reason Miller's warming up, if Betances has trouble, this is it, baby. You know, they don't win this game, they go home. So you might as well use everyone you have. Try to hold them. 3-2.
Please don't call me baby, but okay.
And you hope the Yankees can have a rally, that's all.
And that's the whole thing, because you don't want to lose a game with your best sitting in the bench. Your local Tri-State Audi dealers invite you to experience the uncompromised performance of an Audi A3 today and visit anytime at tristateaudidealers.com.
Anyway,
one thing you could say, without Wilson, Betances, and Miller, the Yankees, they would have had a losing record. They have been great. Two-way, here's Gattis. There is a breaking ball, strike 0-1. Gattis is 0-4-3, robbed of a double by Gardner earlier in the game. Here is the 0-1. Todd on him. You figure 6 days in, or they bring in Oliver Perez. The first two hitters up are Didi and Gardner. Now the 0-2. Struck him out swinging. On the chances, strikes out the side. And we have played 7.5 innings. Houston has a 3-0 lead on the WFAN New York Yankees radio network, driven by Jeep.
Here's Aaron Boone to lead off. His first at-bat of the game. There's a fly ball deep to left. It's on its way. There it goes. And the Yankees are going to the World Series. Aaron Boone has hit a home run. The Yankees go to the World Series for the 39th time in their remarkable history.
This Yankees moment of inspiration is brought to you by Montefiore, the University Hospital for Albert Einstein College of Medicine.
I went to the nurse's office in school, and I remember her listening to my heart, and she said there was something wrong.
Brianna Barker had a heart attack when she was 13. To keep her alive while waiting for a new heart, Montefiore, the University Hospital for Albert Einstein College of Medicine, implanted an innovative mechanical heart. 10 days later, Montefiore performed the transplant and saved Brianna's life.
Montefiore gave me back the life I couldn't wait to live.
Montefiore, inspired medicine.
When I start a new construction or remodel, I know my customers trust me to do what's right. That's why I always spec Marvin Windows and Doors. Marvin's been a pioneer in quality and innovation for over 100 years. They're a family-owned American company, and that resonates with my customers. With Marvin, there are no surprises. Their products deliver superior performance, and with countless styles, shapes, and sizes, it's easy to find beautiful solutions. My customers trust me, and I trust Marvin. Marvin Windows and Doors, built around you.
From new construction to remodeling and replacement projects, Atlantic Architectural Millwork is the local resource you can count on for your next project. The team of window and door experts at Atlantic Architectural Millwork has the expertise you need to ensure your job is a successful one. Call 888-963-9130 and schedule an appointment today. Visit Atlantic Architectural Millwork in Asbury Park, New Jersey. 888-963-9130.
When towers seem like trees and roads become rivers, the Range Rover Evoque is there to guide you through the twists and turns of the urban jungle. Gaze up through the available full-glass panoramic roof to take in the city from an unexpected angle. Then cast your eyes forward and strike out to meet an environment full of unpredictable moments. Visit LandRoverTriState.com or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for special lease and financing offers. Land Rover, above and beyond.
Pitcher here in the bottom of the eighth is the big tall right-hander Will Harris. Now he's got interesting splits. Lefties this year hit 129 off him, 15 for 116. Actually, righties hit better, but the last time the Yankees saw him, they hit him pretty good, right, John? Seems to remember Will Harris getting hit by the Yankees.
In fact, when Will Harris came in against the Yankees, it was in Houston. His numbers were phenomenal. He said, who is this guy? He's just a guy who does not throw hard, kicked around a lot. Anyway, the Yankees hit him very well that day. Well, here is Didi to lead it off. So the Yankees get a right-hander. Didi is 1-for-2. Yankees trail by 3 in the eighth. There's a strike right at the knees. 0-1.
Didi is over.
All right. Hit the construction area, and
it'll be Didi Gardner.
My direction was already moving. Nice.
For Young.
No waiting. It's nice when that shit lines up. Feels
now
good.
The 0-1 is inside. Now we count 1-1. Now the 1-1 is a chopper to third. Valbuena throws out Didi, one away. We are coming to you live from the Sunoco broadcast booth. Sunoco, save 5 cents on every gallon instantly with your Sunoco Rewards credit card.
That's why, we're so used to looking at lefty against lefty and righty against righty. When you look at these splits and Will Harris doing very well against lefties, A.J. Hinch knows his.
All right. I made it home. It's very exciting. It's very exciting. I'm going to go be home. You be home too.
Ain't no big Chapo Junior, baby, let's go. Tuesday Night Live, DJ Envy, DJ Hollywood, DJ Beat Up Hip Hop Nation.
I'm the king of the trap, El Chapo Junior. I'm the king of the trap, El Chapo Junior. El Chapo Junior. El Chapo Junior.
Hit me on my Twitter, my Instagram, and DJ Hollywood KO.
El Chapo Jr. is not interesting. If he had said, I'm the king of the trap, El Trapo, I think that'd be better. Also, fucking someone needs to start referring to themselves as Trapper John MD. Really fucking close the loop on this shit.
I put up in that doo-doo lobby. She know I'm getting money in that lobby. I'm with my niggas cause they got me. And all my niggas get too lobby. Hey, 2-1 boys, let's go. I put up
in that doo-doo lobby. Trapper John MC, that's me. That's me now. Money in that lobby. You call me that.
I'm with my niggas cause they got me. And all my niggas get too lobby. I fuck your bitch, I fuck your mommy. Fuck your mommy, bitch. Behind that bitch like I'm a mommy. Like a mommy. I put the bill at the do lobby. She know I'm getting money in a lobby. In a lobby. I pull up on a minute. I pull a trigger, hit it. I fuck that bitch and she say, talking crazy, come outside. Shots out for that cash, yeah. Shots out for that bad bitch. I'm so high, love the sun. I be on that skin, that shit. I'm a couple poles and I pass it. Don't pull of that cash, yeah. No, I don't stash shit. If you touch that, be your ass, yeah. I mean cash, yeah. I mean white shit. Yo, bitch, how far I might be. Direct the shooters like Spike Lee. Then it's perforators and IV. Don't try me. My 40 cattle's my ID. My shooting balance, she might be. That nightmare to that night dream. Live your life that night being. Fly nigga, I'm sightseeing. Like me, you like being. Tell me tight, I fuck spam. I fuck the hunt, she stuck with him. 821, lobby boys, what's up? Hey! I put up in that doo-doo lobby. She know I'm getting money in that lobby. In that lobby. I'm with my niggas, cause they got me. And all my niggas get through lobby. I fuck your bitch, I fuck your mommy. I fuck your mommy, bitch. Behind that bitch like I'm a mommy. Like a mommy. I put up in that doo-doo lobby. She know I'm getting this money.
This song
and
sucks. I don't think this song is particularly great either.
You don't have to call I hit my hands like Usher. I just found my tempo like on DJ Mustard. I hit that Ginobili with my left hand on like woo. Lost the insulin for all my babies that I miss. Chicken finger, fresh fry for them hoes that wanna dance. Jumpin', 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 them boys under something. I think I need some Robitussin. Way too many questions, you must think I trust you.
Private dinner in the
the night valet, your car come fuck me now. Jumpin', jumpin', live on TNT, I'm flexin', oh. Jumpin', jumpin', they gave me my own collection, oh. Jump when I say jump, girl, can you take direction, oh. Mutombo with the bitches, you keep getting rejected, oh.
Heard it came through Magic City on the Monday. Heard they had the club wild, I was star-studded. A bunch of girls going wild when the train flooded. And I had them like wild, cup dotted.
Plays like a bunch of Future in a row. Here's some more Future. I'm gonna fucking, here's my show. I push play on a Future tape and then fucking occasionally hit the horn button. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong, like that's enough to kind of keep me listening. Oh yeah, as long as he's hitting the horn, I mean, alright, yes, I'm here.
I post up and it's comforting. I post up with a drop six and a ghost rush and a pop shit. I'm a dope boy with that
Jizzy. He bitch, be nagging the kid. Fuck it, it is what it is. If you get hit, get hit. I'll forget it.
Play like multiple tracks off this fucking mixtape that, like, I feel like everyone agrees it's not that great. I haven't heard people. I don't think I've seen anyone falling over themselves over it, but for whatever reason. It's like multiple weeks in a row, this dude has just been like, ah, here's this fucking Future Drake tape. Two or three fucking cuts off that.
Girls making triple, what I'm making, what an entrance. That's when you know it's a body. Don't say they know it's a body. Kirk, what they know it's a body. New Mexico know it's a body. Scooter in here with the zombies. Gucci get out, it's a problem. I might take Quentin to Follies. You hate your life, just be honest. I got the digital dash. She want a picture with all of my niggas that just made the visual last. But she's so embarrassed to ask. I got my foot on the nigga, my foot on the gas. You remind me of a quarterback. Shit is all in the past. That's going boom and they got it on smash.
You remind me of a quarterback. This shit is all in the past.
Tuesday Night Live, baby. Hip Hop Nation. DJ Envy. DJ Hollywood. I nigga Pete Dub up next. Rap.
Cash on my yard, fucking up this cash.
cash with my yard. Fighting on the bag with my car.
Oh, I just got some pounds from the club. If you ain't getting money, you a dub. I'm lit right now. We drinking lots of you wit right now. I'm the shit right now. Look at these flicking your wrist right now. This old mall for the price of a New York brick right now. Scheme on and I drop it back and get your hair right now. My prayer right now, can't tell me I can't get the face right now.
Hey, I'm just getting my hood on. I'm just doing my thing.
Celebrating their birthday. I want to know what city, what state you represent, baby. Turn me up.
I want to know the password to your Gmail account.
Shout to Holly Grove King, Jay Jones, featuring Fetty Wap. Call this one the Zoo, baby. Remember where you heard it first, Hip Hop Nation.
Real drunk niggas live a monster. Getting to the money, man, that's all we got.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Zoo, walk on the Holly Grove. And we drink hard, you know what we got. And I can't take no days off. And I work off that hard work, don't pay off.
Turn me up!
accept 70s on 7 Director's Cut.
Murder Scene 7, Godfather, action!
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli. And put the radio on 70s on 7.
Serious XM, 70s on 7.
Dope. I love rap music. I would rather listen to fucking Fergalicious than the fucking Bare Naked Ladies. And this song fucking sucks.
People, and as I say, the population always stays the same because every time a lady has a baby, a guy leaves town. So it remains constant.
Hilarious.
He was talking, he called me over to his truck, of course, and tried to get George Strait tickets in the new Las Vegas arena coming up in April. George Strait putting on shows in the arena that the PBR World Finals will move to in 2016, which is very exciting. But my question to you is, am I wrong in this is where the cowboy rides away? Did George not retire? Did I miss him here? What's going on?
I don't know, but I hope I can get tickets. I co-host the Western Sports Weekly show with Bryce Long, and George actually has one of Bryce's songs on his new CD. It's called Wish You Well, and Bryce sent it to me the other day. Great song. So I guess George has, maybe turned a new page and decided to do some new stuff with music, which
what?
His fans cannot be upset about because we all absolutely love George Strait.
Shut your dirty queen mouth. Hold on. So he has a new CD as well. Now, don't get me wrong. I loved it. I mean, she's greatest thing in country music. It's George Strait.
Oh, well,
so
yeah, everybody knows that.
He did a huge concert in Cowboy Stadium. He did a whole tour, waved to the crowd, walked away in his starched jeans. Now he has a new CD, and he's coming to Vegas to do concert. Have you ever been at a school where they have a big retirement party for a school teacher, and you go the next year, and they're still there? They're just working in the IT department or something, but they never really retire. George, I mean...
But that's, I mean, Garth did that, and Shania did that, and then they came back, you know, then they were in Vegas for a while, and now new music and new tours, and so maybe they just needed a break, and they thought it was the end, but they realized how much they loved it. I don't know what the reason is, but George isn't the only one.
No, but let me tell you something.
Also, who cares?
I just want you to know something.
Okay.
If I ever won the lottery, like $30 million,
you'd split it with me? And
I wouldn't, maybe. I wouldn't even know how to spell bull riding. So, hey, you mentioned earlier.
I hate this job, is what I'm saying. If I had a bunch of money, I wouldn't do this bullshit.
Her dad, Mel Potter, is one of my favorite people. I know at the NFR, I always try to find time for Mel. He's full of great stories. Great cowboy, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. And, you know, it all started back in 1951. At the age of 16, Mel Potter began his...
Century.
A 2 hour rally. Look at me. It's gonna be a 2 hour rally in a knife, man.
I would love to see that because that's what baseball is all about in October, man.
A buck gonna bring it a winning run.
Yeah, if this was 1912. Fuck.
Damn, something got to give. Come on.
Well, they got the rally caps on, so we'll see what happens.
Yes, yes.
Yo, all right. That's enough. Let's get back into music. It's enough sports talk. This is Shade 45. Understand the flavor. Word up. Evil D in your area. Let's go.
Evil D is in my area. Does that mean he's stuck in traffic too?
Is high from set 1-0.
I love the idea of the fucking Astros sending the fucking Yankees fucking
now,
packing.
Lefty will deal 1-0. And there is a strike. Fastball strike outside corner. 1-1 on Ref Snyder. With Headley, the runner at first base. There are two outs, bottom of the seventh, and the Yankees trail 3-0. And here's the 1-1. Breaking ball's in the dirt, 2-1.
Is this like a tiebreaker for the wild card? I'm so out of fucking touch.
Bundle of energy. He jumps off the mound, he walks around, rubbing up the ball in his hands.
Dig out my old Astros jersey.
Now, Lefty is ready to go. He's at the belt. It'll be a 2-1 to Ref Snyder. Swung on, a high fly to right. Not deep. Springer, toward the line, stops to make the catch, and in the inning. No runs, no hits, one left. And now, at the end of 7 innings of play, 3-0 Houston, now the WFAN New York Yankees radio network, driven by Jeep.
Nonsense and football. It's the football ramble.
We do football better than you idiots do chocolate.
Seriously, American chocolate isn't that bad.
It's horrible. Here's a list of American sweets I like. Butterfingers. End.
I don't like Butterfingers. I think that
Reese's Cups are alright.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are good.
Hear the ramble Tuesdays and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Eastern on Sirius XM FC85.
It's like The Daily Show with Jon Stewart if Jon Stewart had never read a book.
Since 1950, Southwire has built a solid reputation by delivering quality products, innovation, and superior service.
This is a show on their soccer channel.
Today, Southwire Tools and Equipment carries on this tradition by offering you professional quality hand tools, test instruments, cable pulling, and conduit bending equipment. A complete product solution that delivers efficiency no matter the stage of the project. Learn more at southwiretools.com or call us at 1-855-SW-TOOLS. Southwire Tools and Equipment. Built for durability. Built for reliability. Built for work.
Hi, I'm Madison from Sirius XM Urban View. On my show, I'm looking for balance between my political activism and my passion for talk radio.
I've been jailed for civil disobedience during the civil rights movement.
I traveled to war zones in Sudan to oppose genocide. The question really is, and I ask this question of everyone who listens, what are you going to do about it? Join the conversation weekday morning, 6 a.m. East on Sirius XM Urban View, channel 126, or listen on the Sirius XM app.
I'm Jim Duquette from MLB Network Radio. My 20-plus years in baseball as a scout, executive, general manager, I've seen just about everything in baseball. Now, weekday mornings on Power Alley, I get to critique the rosters of all 30 teams. I try to give the perspective of what it's like to make a decision in the front office. The angst, the difficulty of what a Major League general manager goes through when he makes any decision. Get the front office perspective weekday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern on MLB Network Radio, Sirius 209, XM 89, and the Sirius XM app.
Wake up and talk basketball every weekday morning with me, Frank Isola, on the starting lineup, 7 to 10 a.m. Eastern, Sirius XM NBA Radio, Sirius 207, XM 86, and the Sirius XM app.
The hottest topics in the NBA debated every day on the only channel dedicated completely to the league, Sirius XM NBA Radio, Sirius 207, XM 86.
This is Nicole Galimis from the BR Spotlight.
Can they just, like, not make any fucking money on baseball broadcasts that all of their ads have to be for other fucking satellite radio channels?
You're listening to the American League Wild Card Game on Sirius XM.
Eighth Inning is brought to you by Kubota Tractors. You can find them at Mid-State Bush Equipment and Pine Bush Equipment.
Now to the eighth. Houston with a 3-0 lead. A chance is to Correa. There's a strike. Correa, the right-handed in shortstop, 0-4-3. Rasmus, a solo homer. Gomez, a solo homer. And then Carter drew his third walk last inning. There's the 0-1. Pitch outside. So they ran VR for him, and he stole second and scored on Altuve's base hit. One thing, the Yankees, right now, at this point in time, they had no kick coming. If you don't score, how can you possibly win? They're being 3-0. 3-0 Houston, we're in the eighth. The 1-1. Cut on him. You know, I get into these games, any game. I don't mean this wild card game. I mean, it could be July 18th in Kansas City. I forget everything else, and I forgot, Susan, that Steve Califf's Somerset Patriots won the championship.
They won?
Yeah.
Wow.
Former Yankee pitcher Jet Brett Jody is their manager. Pitch outside. Sparky, their manager emeritus. Anyway, they beat the Southern Maryland Blue Crabs.
Take that, Southern Maryland Blue Crabs.
Series. They won their championship. Six championships. So congratulations to the Somerset Patriots.
And don't forget hitting coach Shane Spencer.
Not at all. Pitch is high. Two to Correa. And we were very happy for him.
We could use a right-handed bat like Shane Spencer right about now.
Yeah, bring him back.
You know, here's if you're going to play, here's a point I want to make.
The 3-2 from Betances is caught on him as he struck out Correa, one away.
And I'm not saying this game is over, but if you're going to play this kind of lefty-righty baseball, that every time a lefty is pitching, you're going to throw in all your righties, you have to get different kinds of righties. You just have to get other kinds of people.
There's no question about it. You know, after Teixeira went out, I thought they would go get a right-hand hitting answer for Bird. That great Bird's done very well. But anyway, you get the idea. I think Susan's absolutely right. They have to have much better balance next year. The pitch to Rasmus is high outside 1-0. And I don't blame any team for they're going to play the Yankees, getting every lefty they can.
And we don't know what's going to happen here, of course. But just a point for next year, not all, just because you bat with your right hand doesn't mean you're Manny Ramirez.
The 1-0 is high. Hey, maybe they try. Manny Ramirez.
I'm sure he's available.
I'm sure he is. It'll be a 2-0 to Rasmus, one of the homer hitters, a rangy left-hand hitter, and the pitch to fastball strike. 2-1.
I mean, I'm not being mean to anybody. It's just a fact of life. If you're going to play this total matchup, you're going to have different kinds of right-handers.
It'll be a 2-1 to Rasmus. And the pitch low. And the count 3-1.
And Andrew Miller is warming up.
Now, I can tell you why Miller is warming and why Joe has done what he has done. There is a 3-1 strike. The run last inning was a very tough run for the Yanks. You know, two runs, you know, that's the old bloop and a blast. Anyway, the reason Miller's warming up, if the chances has trouble, this is it, baby.
know, they don't win this game, they go home. So you might as well use everyone you have. Try to hold them. 3-2.
Please don't call me baby, but okay.
And you hope the Yankees can have a rally, that's all.
And that's the whole thing, because you don't want to lose a game with your best sitting in the bench. Your local Tri-State Audi dealers invite you to experience the uncompromised performance of an Audi A3 today and visit anytime at tristateaudidealers.com.
Anyway,
one thing you could say, without Wilson, Betances, and Miller, the Yankees, they would have had a losing record. They have been great. Two-way, here's Gattis. There is a breaking ball, strike 0-1. Gattis is 0-4-3, robbed of a double by Gardner earlier in the game. Here is the 0-1. God, I miss it. You figure 6 days in, or they bring in Oliver Perez, the first two hitters up are Jeudy and Gardner. Now the 0-2. Struck him out swinging. Betances strikes out the side. And we have played 7.5 innings. Houston has a 3-0 lead on the WFAN New York Yankees radio network, driven by Jeep.
Here's Aaron Boone to lead off. His first at-bat of the game. There's a fly ball deep to left. It's on its way. There it goes. And the Yankees are going to the World Series. Aaron Boone has hit a home run. The Yankees go to the World Series for the 39th time in their remarkable history.
This Yankees moment of inspiration is brought to you by Montefiore, the University Hospital for Albert Einstein College of Medicine.
I went to the nurse's office in school, and I remember her listening to my heart, and she said there was something wrong.
Brianna Barker had a heart attack when she was 13. To keep her alive while waiting for a new heart, Montefiore, the University Hospital for Albert Einstein College of Medicine, implanted an innovative mechanical heart. 10 days later, Montefiore performed the transplant and saved Brianna's life.
Montefiore gave me back the life I couldn't wait to live.
Montefiore, inspired medicine.
When I start a new construction or remodel, I know my customers trust me to do what's right. That's why I always spec Marvin Windows and Doors. Marvin's been a pioneer in quality and innovation for over 100 years. They're a family-owned American company, and that resonates with my customers. With Marvin, there are no surprises. Their products deliver superior performance, and with countless styles, shapes, and sizes, it's easy to find beautiful solutions. My customers trust me, and I trust Marvin. Marvin Windows and Doors, built around you.
From new construction to remodeling and replacement projects, Atlantic Architectural Millwork is the local resource you can count on for your next project. The team of window and door experts at Atlantic Architectural Millwork has the expertise you need to ensure your job is a successful one. Call 888-963-9130 and schedule an appointment today. Visit Atlantic Architectural Millwork in Asbury Park, New Jersey, 888-963-9130.
When towers seem like trees and roads become rivers, the Range Rover Evoque is there to guide you through the twists and turns of the urban jungle. Gaze up through the available full-glass panoramic roof to take in the city from an unexpected angle. Then cast your eyes forward and strike out to meet an environment full of unpredictable moments. Visit LandRoverTriState.com or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for special lease and financing offers. Land Rover, above and beyond.
Here in the bottom of the eighth is the big tall right-hander Will Harris. Now he's got interesting splits. Lefties this year hit 129 off him, 15 for 116. Actually, righties hit better, but the last time the Yankees saw him, they hit him pretty good, right, John? Seem to remember Will Harris getting hit by the Yankees.
In fact, when Will Harris came in against the Yankees, it was in Houston. His numbers were phenomenal. He said, who is this guy? He's just a guy who does not throw hard, kicked around a lot. Anyway, the Yankees hit him very well that day. Well, here is Jeudy to lead it off. So the Yankees get a right-hander. Jeudy is 1-for-2. Yankees trail by 3 in the eighth. And there is a strike right at the knees. 0-1.
is over.
All right, hit the construction area, and
it'll be Dee Dee Gardner.
My direction was already moving. Nice.
Ellsbury for Young.
No waiting. It's nice when that shit lines up. Feels
now
good.
The 0-1 is inside. Now we count 1-1. Now the 1-1 is a chopper to third. Valbuena throws out Dee Dee, one away. We are coming to you live from the Sunoco broadcast booth. Sunoco, save 5 cents on every gallon instantly with your Sunoco Rewards credit card.
That's why, we look at, we're so used to looking at lefty against lefty and righty against righty. And you look at these splits and Will Harris doing very well against lefties. You know, A.J. Hinch knows his.
All right. I made it home. It's very exciting. It's very exciting. I'm going to go be home. You be home too.